Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here at the Dream Factory are so simple, but we're going to explain them anyway for the 100-and-something time. We can discuss as many film ideas as we like, sent in by you, provided by me, provided by a guy I'm about to introduce, maybe something we saw written on a scrap of paper at a bus stop, but only one of them can be taken to the next stage, where it will be rushed through production and made immediately available on streaming services, because there is nothing left to watch. I'm Joel, a man who puts the Tony in monotony. That's Tony as in the acting award. And across from me is John Harris, a man who is keeping himself occupied during lockdown by experimenting with Class A drugs.
Hey,
what's your favorite drug?
Which one's a Class A? Ecstasy, is that a Class A?
Yeah, I think so.
Great, that one.
More of those, please.
I think doing drugs inside your... I'm not a big drug man. It would be awful, right, inside your own flat, surely?
Yeah, but I actually have a similar... I sometimes feel that about boozing.
Yeah, I'm not that keen on boozing at home. The at-home drug is probably weed. Not that I'm a big weed guy either, but I assume that's the most at-home friendly.
Hey, if you're a big drug user, let us know. Dream Factory Podcast on Twitter.
Well, if my neighbours are anything to go by, they are big weed people.
Nice, but you wouldn't know if your other neighbours were, you know, taking smack. You wouldn't, would you?
You can't smell it. You can't smell it.
Tweet us. Can you smell smack? Let us know. That'd be great.
Oh, dear.
All good stuff. Hello, John.
Hello, mate. I like a couple things. I think you've brought this up before, but you say the rules are simple and that we're going to say the rules. But then you kind of...
We never mentioned the rules again. I know. I think that whole introduction is a complete waste of everyone's time.
It's total nonsense.
I don't know why
it?
We do it. And I always have to fucking remember to write it differently every time we record, and I always forget. And then I look at the stupid template I've got in my notes and I'm like, oh, God, it's just full of like big blocks of X. And I'm like, oh, I'm honestly just going to go, hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest movie generation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of those as we like, but only one can take me to the next stage where XXXXXXXXX. I'm Joel, a man who puts the XXX in XXXX. Well, that is actually true. And across from me is John Harris, a man who XXXXX. Hi, John.
The rules are simple. We can discuss this. So the rules are that one,
we decided there's rules. Rule number one is we can discuss rules. Why are the podcasts you listen to where they establish rules at the start?
We're setting ourselves out from the crowd. We're unique.
Because people fucking love rules, don't they?
Yeah, I'm going to change our bio and Twitter to the podcast with the most rules. So rule number one is we can discuss as many ideas as we like. And rule number two is that only one goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Why is it a rule we can discuss as many as we like? Why is it such odd that it's a rule? Like, obviously we can. It's our fucking podcast. There's not like someone... we haven't got like an exec saying four ideas this week, lads.
Yeah. If someone came into this room that I'm in and said, you've said enough ideas, I can say, no, the rules are we can discuss as many as we like.
Yeah. No more, no less.
Would you like an idea from Matt? There will be Paddington. The beginnings of the oil boom started by a furry bear with an insatiable lust for money, marmalade and milkshakes.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It could be like, it could be There Will Be Blood orange, because that's a similar citrus fruit that would go in a marmalade.
And it would be a functioning pun. Sorry, Matt, but There Will Be Blood. Look, I like any excuse to discuss Paddington. So if you're listening now and haven't sent in an idea and want a guaranteed entry, send me a Paddington. Just
send in an idea. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Paddington's the best. Absolutely the best. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Paddington 2 is the best.
Oh, crazy. One of the rare films where the second is better.
So good. Is there going to be a 3?
So the guy...
So scary. They're on such an upward trajectory. They're, like, they're basically perfect films, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think Paul King, the director, isn't going to do the third one if it happens.
Oh, no. Classic. That is classic. Yeah. That is textbook, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it? There's like this. There's this expectation in the world of cinema. It's like it feels unfinished because there's two.
Yeah, it is weird. It's like... But there's also, I guess, an expectation that now it seems like if you're onto a good thing, you have to keep riding that train until it goes bad. But that's not necessarily the case.
You either make one film, three films, or 20 films. That's the rules in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Maybe Paddington.
Can you think of many other films that have just got one sequel? Is that a mad thing to say?
I'm sure there are. 22 Jump Street. Jumanji doesn't count because that was like last year, so they haven't had time to have three.
Yeah, and they will have three.
I think it's pretty rare.
Don't you think that's quite weird? I've never considered that before. That is quite strange.
Yeah, I think it's probably like from a creative standpoint, that feeling like three is just a really satisfying thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything creatively seems to be come in threes.
Yeah, true. And quite often the formula actually is one film, a couple of years later, second film, a long time later, third film.
Yeah, yeah. When the petition is complete.
Yeah, or I guess sometimes it happens when the second one is just a bit crap, like Kick-Ass 2. Ooh, Kick-Ass 2 probably killed the chance of there being Kick-Ass 3.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then, yeah, of course. And so, like, and they're like the straight to DVD or straight to home video, like sequels that don't really count either, right?
Oh, like, yeah, like Grease 2.
Mean Girls 2, Bring It On 2. Yeah. I haven't seen Grease 2, but according to a massive film fan comedian Brett Goldstein, that is a classic.
Yeah.
He will defend Grease 2 till he dies.
But I've got a feeling that's because expectations are so low on that, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
A straight to video sequel for Grease, you'd never expect anything. Anyway, do you want a film idea from me?
Yes, please.
This one comes from Tim. Mount Rushmore. Oh, it could just be called Rushmore. There's a film called Rushmore, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't really know much about it. It's an early one by, what's his face? Wes Anderson, right?
Yeah, it's a coming-of-age kid's high school story. Apparently, I read the two-line summary that comes up on Google, and it said that he falls in love with his teacher. So maybe in this one, Jackie Chan falls in love with his martial arts teacher.
Maybe. You know how, like... I don't know if you've done this, but I very much, in terms of like my entertainment, I've very much reverted during lockdown. I think it's a comfort thing. Mm-hmm. I'm playing an old Star Wars game that they've remastered for the Switch.
Nice.
Watching Boy Meets World.
Nice.
And actually, in that list of things, I could very much imagine I'm only a week or so away from watching a Jackie Chan film like Shanghai Noon or Shanghai Nights.
How many Rush Hours were there? We're on the subject of sequels. Oh, there is a Rush Hour 3.
I think you're right in your rule of it goes 1, 2, and then ages before the third one.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan falls in love with his teacher, which is fine.
Jackie Chan's old, right?
Well, yeah. So it's like, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's an extracurricular thing, you know, if he's like. Thing, yeah.
So there's
Jackie
nothing.
Jackie Chan is 66. God, his teacher's going to be 100. Jackie Chan's got a 100-year-old martial arts teacher and he falls in love with her.
Well, or he could just have a younger teacher. Like,
no, that's not how it works in martial arts, John. You've not competed as much as I have. I know the rules.
I thought we were going to fight like you were. We had managed to do a person falls in love with their teacher trope, but then also done the classic Hollywood trope of the man being way older than the woman simultaneously.
Oh, that would be great.
It's like a 24-year-old teacher. 66.
That's a good idea.
Jackie
yeah,
Chan.
Okay. Maybe Jackie Chan's trying to learn a new skill. Maybe he's like, because he's getting on, maybe he's a bit arthritic and the martial arts isn't coming as easy to him and he wants to take up, I don't know, embroidery.
Oh, you can imagine. The big Is embroidery got big wooden sticks or is that knitting only?
For the purposes of this, it's okay, fine. Whatever you need.
It's a general arts. He does it in a general arts and craft place, yeah. And you can imagine the fights. You can imagine the things he's picking up during a fight in
That's
an arts
perfect.
And craft place.
So Jackie Chan's like just trying to chill at some like community college vibe kind of thing doing arts and crafts. And somehow that college is involved in some sort of massive drug cartel.
Don't worry about that. We'll explain that with some establishing shots.
I'm really into that. And he's actually taking on like loads of modules of like stupid little courses. Because of the program community, I assume all community colleges in America offer like, you know, climbing ladders 101 and stuff.
He's right. So they're embroidering. And for some reason, the embroidery is a front for some drugs stuff. You know how Honest made people like knit little hats for their bottles and there was somehow for charity or something? It's like that. You think you're doing a thing for charity, but they're filling those hats with cocaine and sending them off to a country.
Perfect.
Oh, and then Jackie Chan finds out and isn't very happy, so he fights his way to the top because all he wanted to do was embroider.
Ideal. Absolutely ideal. I'm into it.
What was that film called?
Rush Hour More.
All right, what about this one from Sophie? Obscene and 15.
Oh, before I forget, Chris Tucker's the principal of the college. Carry on.
Obscene and 15. Joe Wicks is cancelled after it's revealed he said some terrible things 5 years ago.
Oh, no. The inevitable end of modern celebrity.
Yeah. The thing is, it sounds a little... I like it. It's a top pun. It sounds a little bit more like a tabloid headline than it does a movie title.
Yeah, I mean, the Joe Wicks movie may well happen at some point. I thought you were gonna say that his fancy dress Fridays were gonna take a really disgusting turn. you just turn on YouTube and he's in like a full fucking Gestapo outfit. Arm in the air.
What is he? He's done Lean in 15. He's done Ween in 15, which is getting babies off onto solids.
He did Bean in 15, where all the recipes were bean based. He did Mean in 15, and it's just 300 pages of him slagging you off, calling you fat, telling you to do exercise. He did
Green
Queen
in 15,
in 15, which is where you exercise while listening to Bohemian Rhapsody twice. have you got one?
It probably is about 7.5 minutes, Bohemian Rhapsody. That would probably work.
Yeah.
Green and 15 would be a salad book, right?
You'd think that. But it's all about painting yourself green and being the Hulk and loving your body. It's about not body shaming the Hulk.
Zine and 15, he makes a magazine.
Very good. and that's all of them. There aren't any more. So don't tweet.
There are no
us.
More puns. Yeah, don't tweet. Please don't tweet us. What about this one from Beck? Birds of Prey, but it's spelt prey as in like prayer, so I assume we're talking
bird
about
church.
Nuns. Oh, Bird Church. It's an animated kids film where
a
birds
bird
go
of
to
prey
church.
Is surely just an angel.
Mm.
Think about that. Think about that. An angel has wings?
Is that what defines a bird? I would say, is an angel a mammal or a bird? That's the big question.
Tweet us. Is an angel a mammal or a bird? I don't think any... Are there any mammals with wings? Again, tweet us. There aren't, I don't think.
Like lizards don't... What are lizards?
You're off your head if you're suggesting for a second that a lizard is a mammal.
No, but they're a third
famously to be found in the reptile house.
Yeah, sorry, reptile, yeah. They have wings and they're not birds.
Which one's got a wing?
The little ones that jump off trees and glide down, don't they? Have I made that up?
I reckon it... Is a squirrel a mammal?
Yeah.
Flying squirrel.
Yeah.
There you go. But it's not a wing. It's not a wing.
No, it's a gliding pouch.
Anyway, let us know. Any winged mammals, if you're listening. Are you a winged mammal? Let us know.
Birds of Prey could also be the third in the installment of the Whoopi Goldberg trilogy.
Excellent. Excellent.
Back in the Habit.
Sister
and of course,
Act 3, Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
I'm really into that.
Well, look, we've got to start the petition if we want that third film made anytime soon.
Yeah, what a good point. Sister Act. Why didn't I think of that when we're thinking of films with only one sequel? The perfect sequel. Back in the Habit. But no, I mean, that's why they haven't made a third. How can you?
Well, now they've got a title, maybe they will.
Birds of Prey, maybe they will. Did I tell you that when I was in LA, I saw the church where they filmed Sister Act?
I think you teased the idea you were going to tell us all about it on an episode and then never did. So go for it.
Well, didn't I? Because I was teasing to this very moment. Yeah, I saw the church. And the guy giving the tour was like, huh, it's a Baptist church, but, you know, those guys are Catholic. But here in Hollywood, we don't care. And I was like, right, what? That's really weird. I love that tour so much. I know where Quentin Tarantino lives now.
Wow. Hmm? What about this one from Matthew? Toastbusters. Why would they have... Why would
you be busting toast? Because you're
toast
from Big Crumpet. Because you're from Big Crumpet.
Oh, so our heroes are from Big Crumpet?
No. We're flip-reversing it on this one. The evil guys are the ones busting toast.
Fine. Oh, so the heroes are trying to just save
our
toast.
They're trying to rid the world of toast. And there's a couple of guys, a couple of cool, sexy guys called John and Joel. Yep. They won't realise it's us because I've swapped around the first initial of our names there. and they're trying to protect toast because they know that toast is the best. And, you know, I'll have a brief flirtation with a crumpet, sure. Mm. I'll have a toasted muffin from time to time, but I'm always coming back to toast.
I feel like we need to talk about those alternatives quickly. So for any international listeners, a crumpet is like a circular bubbly piece of bread that we toast.
That sounds horrible.
I don't like crumpets.
What? Oh, that's the French side, isn't it?
Give me a croissant, mate. Give me a croissant.
Exactly. I love a crumpet. So good. I tell you what's weird about a crumpet, and I've always wondered this. Why do they take so long to toast? Is it because they're quite dense? But I always thought all the air holes would mean... They take about 5 minutes in the toaster.
Tweet us. But only if you know both the answers. I don't want anyone with just one answer. So we need to know if angels are animals or reptiles and why crumpet takes so long. If you can't answer both those questions, don't bother tweeting us.
If you can answer them both with the same answer, extra points.
And also, just on the toasted muffin, I'm fairly certain the first time I had a toasted muffin, I was incredibly disappointed. Because up until that point, I had been told that muffins were delicious. Sweet treats.
Oh, I really like them. I think they're great.
And then I got this
You're getting an Egg McMuffin from McDonald's and expect them to whack an egg in a double choc cake.
I'm not sure McDonald's was the first time I had a muffin, like a toasted muffin, though.
What about the bagel?
Oh, I love
you
a bagel.
You ever toast in a bagel? I do like a bagel, yeah.
Do any American listeners, if there are any, do you do toast in a big way? I don't know.
What a good question.
I don't know whether toast is a big thing in America.
If it is, that sounds like the maddest thing anyone's ever said, isn't it? Do you eat toast? It's like being on a holiday in like Spain or something. Toast? El Toasto? Do Americans listening, do you eat toast? That's a good point, though. Do they eat toast? They don't have toasters, do they?
I don't know.
I've just made that up. I feel like it's not a big thing.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I'm Googling the words, do Americans have toasters? They prefer waffles. But when you type in do Americans have, the first thing that comes up is kettles.
Because they don't drink tea as much. The French don't really have kettles as much as we do. Because there's not a big tea culture.
80% of American households have toasters. But fine. 80% seems low.
Oh, around here would be... Surely in the UK, we're talking 93%.
Round here.
Round here. But yeah, no, it's true. In other countries, we think of a kettle as like a almost compulsory part of a kitchen. But yeah, in other places where they're not drinking as much tea, they'll heat water on in a pan sometimes.
But don't you sometimes heat the water in the kettle to put it in the pan?
It's great.
For speed. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the ultimate kitchen efficiency. because sometimes... Here's a bit of observational comedy for you.
Here we go.
It takes so long to boil that water in a pan if it's straight on the hob, doesn't it?
Oh,
again,
yeah.
Again, it's like toasting a fucking crumpet. It takes so long. Whereas,
are you stealing Peter Kay stuff here? This is Peter Kay material.
It's one of his things, yeah. It's some material he tried that didn't work. And I just happened to be at the new material night. And I said, Peter, I really like that stuff about how long it takes to boil a pan of water. Do you want if I do it on my podcast? And he went, go for it. No, it is interesting how long it takes.
No,
it is. Maybe it's just my hob. I've got an electric hob. Don't know if that means that it doesn't get as hot.
Have you got like the new school ones?
Yeah, there's something about a naked flame that maybe seems like it would scare the water into being boiled quicker.
I think so. I've got the old school ones where it's like, you know, it's just a black circle that slowly goes orange.
Yeah. What are the new ones then?
Well, they're the snazzy ones with the like immersion lights and stuff, isn't that?
Don't know. Maybe that's what I've got.
Anyway, the most important thing about Toastbusters is the final line has to be your toast, right?
Yeah, of course.
As he shoots the butter. I assume instead of like ectoplasmy, it's like butter.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the equivalent of the great big puff guy?
Oh, just dough. Just dough, isn't it? Because all of the products we're talking about are made out of dough. And that's what brings them all together at the end.
There's so many good puns about jokes, isn't it? Like when that great big dough guy arrives, one of them could be like, this is the last thing we needed.
Hey! Very nice.
We're just trying to earn a crust.
Last thing we needed as well is doubly funny, because what you don't realise is the character who said that did make it, literally needed it the night before.
Perfect. It was the last thing
he needed. He put too much yeast in it and it grew that big.
It took over a city.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, what about this one from Tom, friend of the show? Tom Holland Drive.
Okay.
Tom Holland survives an on-set accident and wakes up convinced that he actually is Spider-Man.
Oh, great.
He's going around trying to solve crimes. Imagine if you were robbing a bank and Tom Holland showed up to foil it. It'd be really mad.
If I was robbing a bank and Tom Holland showed up, would having consumed enough media cause me to be scared and think, oh, fuck, Spider-Man's here, or think,
I don't know.
That guy is...
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would. I'd be freaking out. So, yeah, and I don't know how it works out for him. If maybe he just becomes a crime-fighting guy in New York.
Yeah.
Like those vigilantes.
Yeah.
That walk the streets.
Is it John Ronson who's followed one of them?
Yeah, it's really amazing. He follows like a gang of them. It's really amazing and really quite bleak in places. Would recommend.
So Tom Holland is convinced he is Spider-Man. There's a video online of Daniel Radcliffe pretending that he's convinced he is Harry Potter, I think.
Amazing.
That went viral at one point, which is fun. I love it. Look, it's a great pun.
That's all you need. Move on.
Right. What about this one from the aforementioned Brett Goldstein, actually? 12 years agave. A low-calorie sugar farmer celebrates 12 years in the business.
Agave.
Well, I was making it...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, true. No, I didn't know that.
You're such a kitchen snob, and you're telling me you've probably got barrels of agave syrup in that kitchen. You've never know how to pronounce it.
Just the usual stuff, just the bog standard honey, mate.
I went into Holland and Barrett the other day.
Yeah.
And there was honey available for £67. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it must have been a barrel of it. It wasn't. It was on the counter. It was on the counter at the till. £67.
What's this? What did it claim? Did it have any claims to it?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean? What, I mean, it'd have to have some pretty amazing claims. It'd have to be talking to me for me to spend 67 quid on it. Anyway, 12 years agave.
I mean, we're not going to take too many things from the other film he's punning. We're mostly going to focus on the...
I actually think it's like a charming Pixar film of the life of an agave plant. and you get to live 12 years with it.
Oh, that's cute. Like, it's a short before an actual Pixar. It's not good enough for a real Pixar. It was one of the shorts.
No way. It's one of the shorts, yeah. Hey, John, should we do our own film ideas?
Please.
So here's mine. Tenants. You know the upcoming Christopher Nolan film, Tenet?
I've got
Tenet?
Yep.
I don't think anyone actually knows anything about this film, do they? Which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
I Googled, because I don't really want to know, but I Googled a little bit for the purposes of this podcast, and it's like about international espionage.
Yeah, and the concept of Tenet is that it's is it palindrome? So it means it can be turned around. So
like double-crossing spies.
Well, yeah, but also literally, like, I think they're literally like influencing...
But they go upside down.
Yeah, no, genuinely, I think they're influencing the way that time works. So I think it's going to be...
Oh.
You know, what was his first film where the guy keeps forgetting everything and they... Memento, where it's all backwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance that this film could run and then halfway through it suddenly starts going backwards. But makes sense.
That's cool.
If that was true, okay, that'd be mad.
So this is that, but the reason that time has been completely spun out is because our hero spy is just hammered on tenants all the time.
I thought they were going to be living in a flat. Nice.
It's a cheap lager, super tenants. And in the same way that James Brown drinks a vodka martini shaken, not stirred, this, you know, tuxedo wearing super spy always drinks a can of tenants.
Amazing.
whether he's playing Texas Hold'em, you know, whether he's wooing a lady, whether he's chasing down a villain, he's got a can of super tenants in a blue plastic bag.
What's the percentage of tenants out of interest?
I'm just trying to Google it.
8%.
Whoo!
Very nice.
Super tenants. Just going to my bookmark percentage. 9%.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not a bad ABV for your quid. So yeah, he's always just sort of whacked out on super tea.
I haven't done super tenants, but during a less wise time as a student, I did try special brew for an evening.
Did you?
And I'm fairly certain time did start moving backwards.
But also, special brew sounds like a magic potion, and the idea that it makes time move backwards is quite funny.
Yeah, don't try at home. It's not, time won't be moving any. Time will just move very quickly forward to the next morning when you wake up.
Well, hey, maybe that's what you want.
Okay, so he's off his non-tenants. Yeah, and the thing is, obviously, I assume like for a lot of the film, we think that he's like hapless and rubbish, but it actually turns out that his constant consumption.
He's made every right move the whole way through, and that's what's revealed at the end. Yeah. Hey, John, what's your idea?
Did you watch that show Quiz?
Yeah, I loved it.
So Quiz, but for the time that Nasty Nick had a pencil and paper in Big Brother Series 1. That's a niche reference for the older audience.
It would be good if they started making massive budget three-part TV dramas about just small moments in Quiz and reality TV shows for the last 20 years, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, what other great moments from reality TV could they? There was that time that two sisters went on The X Factor and one punches the other one, doesn't she? Cause...
Yeah, I'd love to know the whole backstory there. And then what happened to them afterwards? Good old Nasty Nick. I haven't thought about him in ages.
Nasty Nick was a weird one. So for those who don't know, Nasty Nick would now be like considered just an entirely normal contestant on a reality show.
Yeah, so true.
But because it was back in the slightly more naive days and he was just slightly more calculating than everyone else, the tabloids just ripped him to shreds. And so the rules in Big Brother mean you can't have any implement for writing things down. I assume it's so that they all go a bit more loopy quickly. Mm. And he's managed to sneak in a pencil and paper. And that was like, that was front page news.
Oh, man. What a time. What a simpler time.
Oh, dear.
We miss it. Well. We miss it so much. Good stuff. I enjoyed that. Hey, well, everyone, if you like the podcast, give it a review on iTunes. Tweet Dream Factory Podcast, say you enjoyed the show, even if you didn't.
Send us some ideas. We're running very low.
Yeah, send us some ideas. The well is running dry. But that's it. Thank you, John. I'll speak to you after this. Hey, John.
Hello.
How you doing, mate?
All right, thank you.
Living the vida, lockdown.
Very nice. My girlfriend asked me the other day that what happens when we're recording and you say after the music, whether we just sit there or we just sit there go do 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 just in our heads.
Well, I have to get open the second script. So it's mostly that. I'm just switching between scripts.
I have to get out of the Glockenspiel and play it. How's everything going with you? Same old, same old?
Yeah, it's boring, isn't it? I've got massive Zoom quiz fatigue and I'm sick of them. And
yeah.
What I need is some discipline in terms of, because these quizzes, they go on for 3 hours, 3.5 yeah. hours. I want 1 hour. I want, bang, yeah. Here's the Zoom quiz. I don't care how any of you are. I don't want to know about your lives. I want to answer some questions. I want to ask some questions. End of quiz. Happy days.
Yeah.
I had a quiz last night. I've got a quiz tonight. I bailed on a quiz on Friday night. I can't quiz Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. I'm not one of the eggheads.
No. No, absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
My movie idea this week is quiz, but for Joel's weekend.
A man descends into madness because he's constantly on a Zoom quiz.
Oh, mate, that sounds bad. I haven't been doing as many. I did do one. I hosted one yesterday for nice. My mother because it was her big birthday. I won't say which, but it was one of the big ones.
She's finally 40. Bon anniversaire.
But my favorite thing that happened yesterday was I discovered that perhaps emboldened by the fact that she was respectfully socially distancing and mm-hmm. perhaps a few glasses of champagne, mm-hmm. my mother went out onto the street and told off all the neighbours who weren't socially distancing.
Wow.
She said, "That's not right."
Zut alors.
So I was quite proud of her.
What's yeah. "that's not right" in French?
C'est pas juste.
C'est pas juste. Cool, I'm going to use that when I'm out on my run.
Well, the weird, it did make me think, there is a weird thing that's happening where people seem to think the social distancing rules don't apply if you're on your drive. Like,
I know. I actually think that, worryingly, people are sort of starting to give up on it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm definitely getting busier outside.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's tough. Dear. What have you got? Any you said in the podcast you're replaying a Star Wars game. Which one is it?
It's called Jedi Knight Jedi Academy. I think it's like PS2 era.
Is it good?
It's fun. It's very of it. It's a good game of its time. Like,
yeah,
you've got to kind of accept that it's not going to be of the quality of a modern game. I also because I'm just literally my only outgoings is food and Nintendo Switch games at the minute.
Yeah.
I also finally bought Super Mario Maker 2.
Oh, how is it?
Yeah, it's good fun. I haven't played a hell of a lot of it.
I worry that I'd be limited by my own creativity in that, and I wouldn't be able to make very good. I know you can just play other people's levels, can't you? But yeah, I don't know. I find it frustrating.
So far, I've only played other people's levels. My goal is to make one at some point because that's kind of that's the other fun bit of
Yeah. I've been playing quite a lot of PlayStation.
I've heard of it.
They are doing this like PlayStation. There's like this PlayStation Home. I don't know if it's a regular thing, but where you get like a couple of free games a month.
Yeah, and with their online subscription.
This month, you got the original, you know, Uncharted, those like Indiana Jones rip-off games. All three of those for free. The first three.
Bloody hell!
I'm playing through those. They're really good fun.
Uncharted is a game that I saw. I've never played, but I saw a mate playing, and it is a. It is an unbelievably good-looking game to watch, which I know sounds weird, but...
Yeah, it's got, actually quite compelling story for, as you know, video games from 10 years ago go. Yeah, I'm quite enjoying it. And do you know what? I've not played too much Switch, really, and I haven't played much Animal Crossing in the last week.
Oh, mate.
Which I feel bad about. That's a big new update. Might have to go and have a look.
I didn't play it for a bit, and then I went on... And they kind of guilt trip you. They're like, "Oh, I haven't seen you in ages. Where the hell have you been?" Mm. And actually, my girlfriend said on her island, someone said, "Have you seen John?"
No way.
Yeah.
Are you a double Switch household?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. God, what a life.
We are.
I don't even live with anyone.
All right, mate. Let's call it a day.
All right, mate. Well done.
See you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.